With Cap Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. And Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins me now to talk about the changing look of businesses as they reopen during the pandemic. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Well, let's start with restaurants and the push for more outdoor seating.
Yeah, so we've seen this recently, and we are expecting that that will continue. One of the latest, most interesting examples that we wrote about involves the Mars Building in Midtown Sacramento. That building recently got approval from the city to close off a block of 20th between J and K Streets, and that'll become an expanded beer garden. You can expect food and drinks from Mars Building tenants like Lowbrow.
Oh, wow. So that's kind of big to get the city's okay on this. I mean, J Street is a major thoroughfare with a lot of traffic.
Yeah, but the city of Sacramento really has pushed to help restaurants expand or add outdoor seating. It's part of something called the Farm to Fork Al Fresco program. We've written about it in the past. One of the latest updates was that just last week, the city said that eateries can receive grants of up to $3,000 for reimbursement to add or expand outdoor dining. Now, this makes sense since restaurants are operating at reduced capacity inside, so adding more tables outside definitely helps with that. And then there's just the factor that some people might feel a little more comfortable visiting a restaurant and eating outside as opposed to indoors, given fears about the spread of COVID.
So that's restaurants adapting with more outdoor seating. But of course, not all businesses are reopening. This week, the gym 24-Hour Fitness filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah, it's actually closing more than 130 of its clubs. Those closures include a gym in Carmichael. Now, this leaves a couple questions for the local real estate scene. Before the pandemic, 24-Hour Fitness had at least two new sites planned in the Sacramento area. It's unclear what will happen to those locations, which were planned in Roseville and Natomas. Of course, 24-Hour Fitness operates several other sites in the area, which are staying open for now.
Did they say specifically why? I mean, is it related to the pandemic?
Yeah, that was a large reason. Of course, that chain, like others, had to temporarily shut down its locations during shelter-in-place orders to slow the spread of COVID-19. But, you know, we've seen gyms struggling recently for a variety of reasons beyond the pandemic. There have been questions raised about whether we're hitting a possible saturation point for gyms in the Sacramento area in particular. We've seen growth from these low-cost fitness concepts and then the higher-end boutique fitness studios. Gyms that are in the middle, sort of like 24-Hour Fitness, might be in trouble.
Yeah. And even though some things are reopening, there are still a lot of challenges for the economy ahead, right?
Yeah. Most recently, some research from a software company for apartment landlords and property managers suggests that plenty of apartment residents in the Sacramento area are still having trouble paying rent. Now, this data suggests that more than one in five local apartment residents were late on June rent. It's easy to kind of assume that the economy is back to normal and people are able to pay their bills now that things are reopening. But you have to remember, like we discussed earlier, a lot of these restaurants are operating at reduced capacity, which generally doesn't require as many employees. And it's possible that some of these businesses just learned during the pandemic that it's possible to operate with fewer staffers. So there's a good chance that some local workers had their positions eliminated entirely, and that's why they're having trouble making rent.
All right. Well, we're getting into summer and music festivals or music concerts. Lots of people want to get out and do that kind of thing. What do you know about that looking ahead?
Yeah, one interesting thing there is just this week we reported that Thunder Valley Casino Resort locally is scheduled to resume concerts in late August. It has some shows lined up for its outdoor amphitheater, and it seems like there's a chance that at least that aspect of the business could get back to normal later this summer.
And do you know about any specific concerts coming up?
Well, this week we reported that two acts are scheduled for late August. That includes musician Billy Idol and comedian and talk show host Trevor Noah. I also got an email telling me that one of my favorite musicians, Pitbull, is scheduled to perform at Thunder Valley's Outdoor Amphitheater in September. And it'll be interesting to see where my head is at that point, if my passion for Mr. Worldwide outweighs my fear of a global pandemic. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, so you're a Pitbull fan then, huh?
I'm hardcore Pitbull fan, but I'm also a fan of public health and safety. So I'm not sure. I might just have to stick with my at-home playlist there.
All right. All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thanks, Steve.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at ssorichsacbiz. And you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.